And cantaloupe, porch, fresh mackerel, grouse, souffle surprise, coupe d'Anne. Yeah, I think that will do excellently, Miss Murray. Everyone is coming by the 4 o'clock train.
I have already given Holgate his orders. By the way, Sir Charles, if you will excuse me, it would be better if I dined with you tonight.
Oh, we would all be delighted, Miss Milred, but...
Otherwise, Sir Charles, it would make 13 at table. And so many people are superstitious.
Well, thank you, Miss Milred. How very far-sighted. It would never have occurred to me.
Thank you, Sir Charles.
That is a very remarkable woman. I'm always afraid she'll come and brush my teeth for me.
She's certainly a model of efficiency.
Who's coming down this afternoon?
Well, Angie, for one.
Well, Angela Sutcliffe. Mm. But surely she's in much ado.
I finished last week.
I thought she was running a risk, taking on Beatrice at her age.
Nonsense. Ellen Terry was 59 when she played it at a jubilee.
And are the Dacres coming?
Well, I trust so. If she can tear herself away from a fashion house, and if he can give up the horses for once in a while... And then there's Anthony Astor.
The woman who wrote One-Way Traffic.
Uh-huh.
I saw it twice. It was a great hit.
And what is his or her real name?
Oh, I can never remember. Mills, something like that.
Wills, I think.
I've only met her once. The only reason she's coming is that Angela was curious about her.
And the locals?
Well, there are the Babingtons. He's the parson. Quite a good fellow.